So we've come up with this mathematical model in which the relative power of energy fields is calibrated so that you see that apathy, which is calibrated at 50, has only half the power of fear, which is calibrated at 100. Fear, on the other hand, has only half the power or the energy of courage, which is calibrated at 200. Not only do these energy fields have different relative power to each other, but we see that the energy fields go in a certain direction. All the energy fields under courage are directed in a negative, anti-life, that which is oriented towards destruction. The energy fields below courage then tend to be anti-life in their effect. At the level of courage, the needle swings to the midline, and as we go beyond the energy field of 200, up to neutral, willingness, acceptance, and love, that these energy fields now go to the right, indicating that they nurture and support life, that they are energy-giving, life-giving, increasing aliveness. So as we go up the scale, we go into energy fields of increasing aliveness, that which supports life and the truth. And as we get to the bottom of the field, we get to that which does not support life, which is anti-life, which does not represent the truth. Death is calibrated at zero. And if we start with death at zero and calibrate these fields, we will find that at about the level of 600, we leave the field of duality, we leave the field of illusion, we leave the identification with the small self, with that which is the ego, in common parlance, and we move on into fields of enlightenment, so that the great enlightened beings, the great spiritual masters, the avatars, their energy fields calibrate and begin up in the 700s, and go on up into infinity. So the truth really begins then, indicating that which is supportive. Supportive of life, supportive of aliveness. And so when we're talking about health, we're talking about aliveness. What we're talking about is the expression of an energy field. The body expresses that which the mind holds. We're only subject to what we hold in mind. And therefore, the greater the negativity that is being held in mind, and the greater the negative energy field effect on the body's physical health. And the greater the positive energy being held in mind and consciousness, the more powerfully positive will be the energy field of life. So this gives us a tool now, a way of approaching things to see, does this support life or does it not support life? We can substitute the word health, because health is nothing but the expression of life. Well, we will find our supporting health, and we have energy fields that support illness. We have energy fields that support life. Each of these energy fields reflects themselves in an emotion. So that which is anti-life, as you would expect, has negative emotions. The emotions of self-hatred, hopelessness, despair, regret, depression, worry, anxiety, cravingness, resentment, hatred, arrogance. These negative emotions then accompany ill health. We see the process going on in consciousness coming out of these emotional states. Destruction, loss of energy, loss of spirit, deflation, entrapment, overexpansion, overinflation, loss of power. We see the kind of a world that a person experiences out of these negative mental states. A world of sin and suffering, hopelessness, sadness, frightening, frustrating, competitive, a world of status. We see the negative conceptualizations of God that come out of a lower energy field. God is the ultimate enemy of man, the one who hates him, the destroyer, the one who throws you into hell forever, or the God who ignores you, the unlovingness, the God who's dead, the God who's punitive, the God who's retaliatory, or the atheistic or the bigot position. So we have an energy field, we have its negative direction, we can see the weakness of the power, we can see the negative emotion, the destructive process going on in consciousness, the negative view of the world, and the negative view of God all correlate with ill health.